Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider.
I'm Andrew Schneider at 92.1 KRLS here with the state qualifying wrestlers from Pella High School, Cody Heisman and Ryan Van Donsler. Congratulations to both of you. Cody, I'll start with you as a returning state qualifier. How exciting was it for you to run through districts the way you are and to have another opportunity to go back up to the well?
It feels great. I'm really honored to be able to go back up to the well. Can't wait till Thursday.
Well, Ryan, as a senior, you've been working towards this moment. What does it mean to have that opportunity to go wrestle with the best in the state this week?
For me, it means a lot. It just really, it's been one of my goals all through high school, and I'm glad to finally have the opportunity.
Well, and both of you guys had to wrestle in the Class 3A districts this past weekend at Iowa City West. And Cody, you were able to win the district championship. Take us through the day. What were some of the things that you were coming into plan-wise, and how were you able to execute in your matches?
So I actually had a 5-man bracket, so we were short two kids. And I really just went out there, wrestled my best, talked to my coach, and just did what I'd normally do and went through all my moves. And that's how I competed, and I was just ready to wrestle.
Well, and it's a little bit more trepidatious when you have to go to the wrestle back, right, where you end up losing a match and you have to have the right guy lose to come back and wrestle back. Take me through your day and what was going through your mind as you were able to win your first couple matches and obviously end up losing and have to wait to see if you're going to be in that second place match.
Yeah, well, I was just kind of, I was hoping to win it, obviously. And then after I'd lost my finals match, I was feeling pretty confident going into it. I didn't really care too much that I had another match at the end of the day. I just went out and wrestled.
Well, and you were in the lead and ended up winning that match as well. Cody, this is now your second season on the varsity wrestling team and second season wrestling period. What do you think you've done better this year? Obviously, at the beginning of the year, had some COVID issues, but what do you think you've been improving on the most that's allowed you to be more experienced on the mat?
So I've been working a lot with technique with my coach Pike. Will actually wrestle with me in practice, and I've picked up a lot from him and just learning like just how the body is, like when people are tied up and all of that. It helped me a lot. At the beginning of the season, I had to adjust to the big boys, so they're a lot heavier to pick up with a double leg, so I had to learn some new moves, and in the end I stuck to that same old move, and hopefully you'll get to see it Thursday.
Well, and for you, you've been wrestling throughout your high school career. What are the things that you've worked on from year to year that put you in a position you think to have an opportunity to qualify for state and have the season that you've had?
I think a lot of it was in the past I've been cutting a lot of weight. This year I'm just kind of more wrestling at my natural weight, feeling a lot better going into meets, and just I'm feeling a lot better than years previously.
Well, for you, you've been a part of this program when things haven't gone so well. And this year, you guys have taken top three in a bunch of tournaments, including the Little Hawkeye Conference. You were in the Class 3A duels for the first time ever in school history. What has it meant to you to see this program grow, especially as a senior, and to see not only, obviously, you're going to have a special week this week, but to see the potential with all the guys who were in third place and had a chance to qualify for state this weekend?
Oh, it feels really amazing just be able to be a part of this team. And seeing the upcoming freshmen and all of them, they're going to do really great.
So, Cody, when you think about your role here, obviously you kind of joined in late. Also, being a senior, and this will be your second tournament and your last state tournament, regardless of what happens, you know, what is the influence you hope you've had? Because obviously it's one thing to have guys who come up as freshmen, but it seems like there's a lot of guys in this program who are joining and finding out about the sport of wrestling. And how do you hope to influence other athletes who are in your position where obviously football is your primary sport, you have a love for track, but you can find a passion for wrestling even late in high school?
Well, I think it shows that anyone can come out and do great things, and just it gives them less of a fear of coming out to wrestling, which is a sport that, I mean, a lot of kids do when they're young. So it'll encourage more kids to come out, I think, when they're maybe a junior, sophomore. And I'm just glad that we could set some stepping stones for the later classes and hopefully see what they can do in the next couple of years.
Well, Ryan, what are your goals this week? What are you looking forward to most about being at the well? And what are the things that you're hoping to accomplish, knowing that it's a really tough field no matter who you're going to be seeing on the other side of the mat?
Well, my goal is just wrestle each match best I can and just see where I end up and just have the opportunity to wrestle there. I'm just grateful for it.
Well, for you, Cody, coming back, I'm guessing you want a little bit of a better finish than you got the first time around.
I want to see how far I can get this year. I mean, there's a lot of factors into it, rankings, everything. I'm coming in basically a nobody in a way, essentially. But I want to see how far I can go and prove everyone wrong.
Well, Ryan, obviously for you, this has been a season that's been up and down for you emotionally. This entire school year has been. A lot of people know that. What does it mean to have your team rally around you the way they have? And I imagine this is a special moment for you and your family.
Mm-hmm. For me, it's really just, it just means a lot that everybody's been there for me through everything that's going on this year. And I mean, originally in the year, I almost didn't go out for wrestling. First week, I talked to two of my coaches saying, I'm not doing this. But then a lot of kids just, they're supporting me and they're around me and they're like, hey, you can do this, you can push through. And so here I am.
I imagine a guy like him has really made this team special this year.
No. It's been great having Ryan on the team. I mean, he puts work in the practice like none other. I mean, I can't even compare. I mean, I'm drilling with Jordan and we aren't getting half the work done that kid gets done in one day.
Well, congratulations to both of you. I look forward to hopefully a very exciting week. That's Ryan Van Donsler, Cody Heisman. Thank you for the time and all the best to you up at the Well. It should be a fun week.
Awesome. Thank you.
If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKRLS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Google, Apple, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.